Here's the translation of the provided text into English. Which key Iranian figures have been killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes? Aluminium jumps as supply fears deepen on Iran's attacks on Middle East plants. LME aluminium nears four-year peak after Iran attacks on Gulf smelters. Gold prices rise slightly with Iran war escalation in focus. Oil prices surge to over 150s barrel after Yemen's Houthis attack. Israel oil prices jump after Yemeni Houthis attack. Israel widening Iran conflict, U.S. to allow Russian oil tanker to reach Cuba. New York Times reports Rosatom says situation at Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant keeps deteriorating. EU Trade Commissioner discusses critical minerals tariffs with U.S. Exclusive, European airlines likely beat 2% green jet fuel target last year, sources say. What if stability returns? Evercore names stocks to watch. Why is the savings picture worsening across Europe? Top 5 cybersecurity stocks to watch. According to Morgan Stanley, Australian shares drop as inflation worries weigh on banks, tech. Street calls of the week, Montia upgraded as Barclays warns of difficult-to-ignore warehouse valuation. European stocks hunt for direction as Iran war enters second month. Jefferies cuts BYD electronic to hold as earnings miss, margin pressures mount. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 2.92%. China's factory activity seen returning to expansion in March. Reuters poll. South Korea exports to rise most in nearly 5 years, imports also higher on Middle East conflict. Reuters poll. New Zealand inflation to rise higher if Middle East conflict persists. German firms trapped between US and China, study finds. Italian state finances can absorb shock due to Middle East crisis. Finance minister says India warns of growth risks from Middle East conflict as energy costs rise. U.S. consumer sentiment slides to three-month low as war fans inflation fears. U.S. consumer sentiment slides in March amid economic fallout from Iran war. Iran war could mean stagflation for EU, Dombrovskis says. Consumer sentiment dips as Michigan index falls below expectations. Oil climbs. Futures higher as Iran war enters second month. What's moving markets? Dollar near 10-month high on Middle East escalation concerns. Australian states pivot to free public transport as fuel shortages rattle economy. U.S. and India remain split on WTO e-commerce moratorium extension. Gaza violence continues as Israeli planes hit police checkpoints in Khan Yunis. LPG shortages trigger inflationary spike in India as Middle East conflict persists. U.S. envoy summoned by Beijing amid dispute over Hong Kong data laws. Swiss-U.S. trade talks to blow past March deadline amid tariff uncertainty. Trump says negotiations with Iran going extremely well, ceasefire could be soon. Bitcoin edges up to 67,000 with Iran war escalation in focus. Bitcoin set for weekly loss as Iran war. $14 billion options expiry royals sentiment. Bitcoin set to end the week lower amid risk aversion as the Iran war rages on. USDT Zero integrates with Tempo to bring omni-chain USDT liquidity to payments. First layer one, Bitcoin recovery depends on liquidity. US-Iran tensions weigh. Bitcoin falls below 70K as risk assets take a hit on Iran peace talks. Uncertainty BTCC wins most secure digital asset exchange by PanFinance. Marking 15 years of Zao security breaches, T-Rex Network and XAMA launch institutional-grade confidentiality infrastructure for RWAT tokenization. Fannie Mae to accept crypto-backed mortgages for first time. Fannie Mae to accept crypto-backed mortgage WSJ. Mistral raises $830 million in debt to buy NVIDIA chips for Paris data center. Toyota to produce 2.63 million vehicles globally in second quarter report. Morgan Stanley increases stake in Central Asia metals to 6%. Lunit, sell card a partner on AI pathology for drug development. Municipality Finance taps GBP benchmark with 100 mini pound tranche. Halo Minerals begins trading on AM after 4 mini pound fundraise.